Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian. What's going on?
This is your girl Millie in the city and my beautiful co-host
JV Jones,
and we are connecting the city today. Today is a very special episode. You know, we come on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. every Tuesday, but today, not sooner than we got to Ocean City to do an event, we would have gone live from that, but we felt we had to do a special episode for the Annapolis mass shooting. We need you guys to call in 929-477-3886. This is what had happened. A man with a long grudge against Maryland's Capital newspaper is appearing in court as we speak today on 5 counts of first-degree murder after police said he shot his way into the newsroom of the Capital Gazette, killing 4 journalists and a staffer and wounding 2 others. Hashtag I can't.
Hashtag. Actually, 2 hashtags. Ridiculous.
Okay, that's all I can do. Thank you. Thank you, the DAC. I can't do anything else. We did our best.
Yeah, we're winging it today.
Let's see if that works.
Let's just let you know.
Thank you,
the DAC. We're dedicated to what you do. We make it happen regardless. We make it happen regardless.
I hate to give him a name. So this episode, which is kind of... Okay, so a lot of stuff back here. We're in the background. Zoe Miller, how are you, sir? This special episode, on the flip side of everything, is dedicated to my godbrother, Leroy Putney. He passed away the night before last, and just want to say I miss you, and I love you, and I'm glad that you have gained your wings. I'm not glad that you've gained your wings. That doesn't sound right. But you're in heaven now looking on us, so we call him Morpheus.
Yeah.
The Morpheus.
That body goes, it's done. That body is done.
Right. Yes, ma'am, it is. Pray for my family, pray for my godmother. Yeah. Happy Friday, Rosita. Jed Warren Ramos was swiftly arrested, interrogated, and jailed this morning in Annapolis. A court document classified him as, wow, I'm a word person. I don't know this word. I will try. Recalcitrant. Investigators said he was recalcitrant.
Yeah.
Okay, my apologies. We learned a new word. Okay, great.
Definitely.
Love when you put in your glasses. So funny. Investigators say he was uncooperative. A spokesperson for the public defender's office said he had no comment. Well, I bet you he didn't have no goddamn comment.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't say why he's crazy. That lets you know he's crazy.
Crazy.
You don't even know he's crazy.
So we were coming down here, and we saw a lot of, police activity.
Yeah.
But we didn't know. You know, people getting pulled over. We got you. We didn't know. This was after the fact, so that's crazy. And so JB said to me, and I know she said she would, she's not happy this morning. She's not the usual jovial self. She just said, we got our love shirts on. I don't know if you can see
it. Where is the love?
Where's the love?
Where's the love?
There's no love.
I don't feel the love at all. And, again, I'm not trying to blame it on the president, but that baby is not spreading love. Like, you're the head of the country. Where is the love? I'm upset.
I'm very,
sorry.
Very, very upset.
Please pardon me today. I'm very upset. Hey, Angela. So we're just trying to.
Yeah, we want you guys to call in 929-477-3886. Let's talk about it. What happened was that Ramos, he's 38 years old, has a well-documented history of harassing the paper's journalist. That began years ago after the Gazette reported about his criminal conviction in a harassment case.
So again, are you telling me they even know that this person really?
It's the Gazette.
Okay, all right. Did you hear that, people? He harassed them.
So officers responded in about 60 seconds and arrested him without firing a shot, as he too attempted to conceal himself under a desk. According to his charging documents, they recovered a long gun firearm and said he also carried a smoke grenade. Well, that's just so funny. He didn't get shot, and he ain't dead, because if he was,
did you hear that?
If he was black,
he'd be
shot 20 freaking times.
We hear about,
I digress.
Yeah. Get shot just for trying to get your license out of your pocket. Really? Okay.
So what we learned was, and we are calling, on, you know, Mr. Darius Stanton, Mr. Peace and Love, at the Peace and the Love morning show, and he was supposed to be there. We are so thankful he was not. He put up on his Facebook page that he missed the meeting. He was late, speaking somewhere else, I believe. I wish I could, by the grace of God, let me see if we can invite
Mr.
Peace and Love.
What's that name? Peace and Love, and God spared his life.
I can't find him. There he is. Oh, let me see. Yeah, I invited him. I know he's busy. He just got off his show. He just got off his show, guys. He was supposed to be there. I mean, what are we supposed to do with this information? I mean,
this is crazy.
Well, the guy, Ramos, had routinely harassed the newspaper's writers in scores of profanity-laced tweets. I mean, tweets can kill you. I'm telling you. Social media. Yeah.
Ranting on Twitter like somebody else I know.
I digress. I know who you're talking about. Showing no love.
And he talks a lot about the lies that the media tell and the this, that, and another. So he even shows hate to the media.
Once he said he enjoyed seeing the paper stop publishing, but it would be nicer to see two journalists cease breathing. Investigators were reviewing his postings and searching his apartment in Laurel for evidence on what prompted him to take the deadly action. Now, this is where this is confusing me. Let me ask you a question. I call you up and say, bitch, die. I'm on my way to kill you, or I want you to cease to exist on this earth. Would you take that as a threat? No. You're not going to come and kill me. So where was the security, JV? Hey, Corey. But he did say to cease breathing. So the shooter had not been very forthcoming, so they don't have any information yet on his motive. I'm confused by this news report. He had motive. He said he wanted to see two particular journalists cease breathing. He went and he killed those two journalists.
What do you have to say? Angry this morning. You know why? Because once again, there was an indication.
There was an indication.
Many of indications that something may happen.
He said it.
And he showed it on social media. someone obviously didn't take it seriously, and here these five people are dead on their job. You can't even go to work.
They don't make a lot at the Gazette, journalists. We're journalists too, kind of. And
I can't.
And we don't make a lot. We don't make a lot. And we know they don't make a lot, and they're putting their lives on the line every day.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all they're trying to do is present the truth.
Report the news.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
They're not out killing people. They're just presenting the truth.
They're presenting the truth. It's really, really sad. Guys on Facebook Live, do you have Thaddeus? Hello, sir. Call in 929-477-3886. We're only going to be on for about 30 minutes. This is a special episode about the Annapolis mass shooting at the Capitol Gazette. Call in, guys. Share your thoughts. What do you think happened? What do you think about the news reports? Is there something we're missing? The discussion is the Annapolis mass shooting. And what are your thoughts? We're only going to be at 30 for 30 minutes or less. Now for another 15 minutes, we want you to call in 929-477-3886. How are you doing?
Call in.
JD, what are your people saying? Put in your glasses.
Angela, let me see. What's Angela? I'm upset about this as well. But since 45 has been in office, it seems like we are having more and more. Let me read the rest of this. More and more senseless killings. Yes, Angela. I agree. Maybe it happened before. Well, I know it did. Killings happened. Why does it seem to be so much?
So much.
So much hate. Kind of killing.
Ridiculous.
Like, not domestic, you know, you went and messed around with somebody, so I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
These are people on their job.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. Children, schools, like,
somebody's parents, they go and report the news every day. Like you said, they report the truth. Yeah, this is not an angry episode, but we're just very upset.
And to any other people that want to do stuff like this, kill yourself.
Oh, my gosh, she said it.
We got to take everybody out. If you're miserable, do what you got to do.
Oh, we're going to get in trouble for this.
Please, spare innocent lives. Can you do that for
like
me?
Like, but she was in the wrong.
I remember when I just did a little video. You know,
yes,
I'm in agreement with, you know, equal rights and justice for all. And people were sending me hate. Like,
yes, they were.
Dead
I remember that.
All these so crazy. What is wrong with people? Love, guys. Where is the love? We both put on our shirts today. We were like, where is the love? Where is the love? I don't see it. I just really don't see it. I'm so angry and upset this morning. And we don't mean to be on the air ranting and raving, but we're just fed up. We're just like, this is just ridiculous. And it's hitting closer and closer to home.
Yes.
Like, this
it's
is so, not...
It's Annapolis, 40 minutes.
You know.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just like, wow, it's just happening. You know, people talk about, oh, I live in a nice neighborhood. Never thought this would happen.
I love Annapolis.
It is happening.
Yes.
In all the nice neighborhoods. It's happening everywhere.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin.
We've got
David.
Hey, Kevin Anthony. How are you? Call in 929-477-3886. We do have to pay a little homage. We have the names of the victims.
Yes.
The first victim was Rob Hyacin, and if I said that wrong, please, to his family, I apologize. But that's the paper's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
He's the assistant managing editor and brother of novelist Carl Hyacin. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Hyacin said he was devastated and heartsick after losing his brother, one of the most gentle and funny people they had ever known. Also, there was Gerald Fishman. He's the editorial page editor. He features reporter Wendy Winters, reporter John McNamara, a sales assistant Rebecca Smith. The newspaper said two other employees were treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Our condolences go out to the families again.
Yes.
I know nothing that we can say would take the pain away. It just won't, you know. But we just want the families to know that we're angry, just like. like you are. Like, you know, I feel like that could have been my family. You know, it's in the area where we live.
Yes.
So that could have been any of us. You know, one of our associates was supposed to be there for a meeting.
Mr. Peace and Love.
Was
supposed to be there for a meeting.
And it would have been
name.
Shot up. Like, he would have
right.
been
look
ejected
at the
up
name.
On the table.
Mr. Peace and
know,
Love.
Just, yeah. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
So Phil Davis, who was there, said that there was nothing more terrifying than hearing multiple people get shot while you're under your desk and then hear the gunman reload. He tweeted that yesterday. The papers, and he's a Papers and Courts crime reporter. And later in a view opinion on the paper's online site, Davis likened the newspaper office to a war zone. And he said, look, I'm a police reporter. I write about this stuff. Not necessarily to this extent, but shootings and death all the time, he said. But as much as I'm going to try to articulate how traumatizing it is to be hiding under your desk, you don't know until you're the one and you feel helpless.
He said he was breathing really loud and was trying not to because he couldn't be quiet. Well, I'm sorry, this is a young lady. And she says, I'm going to need more than thoughts and prayers. Again, I think it's coming around. You know, the gun laws, you know, I mean, oh, wow, what are we going to do, guys? What I mean, seriously, what are we going to do about all this going on? You know, we want to continue to parade our guns and say, hey, we want guns, guns, well, here you go, okay? Along with your wanting guns, the people that are a little mentally not there have the guns too, okay? So you can't, I mean, wow, in Texas you can carry a gun. I mean, I'm just saying. This is just crazy. This is crazy. And I've never liked guns. Never, ever. I just, in my mind, I've just never been able to wrap my brain around a gun. Like, why do we need to kill? Why do we need to kill? I can't. I'm sorry.
I know you've reached
out. I'm good. Right now, I'm good.
What else are they saying at this point?
Okay. I'm sorry. So the reporter recalled a June 2016 mass shooting attack on Orlando's gay nightclub. I remember that. And how terrified people crouching inside had texted loved ones as dozens were killed, said San Felice. And there I was sitting under a desk, texting my parents and telling them I love them. Police spokesman Lieutenant Ryan Frashore said officers arrived very swiftly and later evacuated about 170 people from the office building, many leaving with their hands up as police and other emergency vehicles arrived. Oh, wow. The attack came amid months of verbal and online attacks, attacks on the fake news media from politicians and others. From President Donald Trump, it prompted New York City police to immediately tighten security.
Oh, I did not mean that.
Okay, we're tightening security. Okay, great. Well, obviously, the security wasn't tightened at the Gazette because he killed five people. Angela said, we even have more and more hatred coming to light since he's been in office.
Yes.
Where is the love? Yes, Angela, where is the love? Eric Lawyer says, hate guns myself. I cannot wrap my head around. You got people, we did a gun show.
Oh, one of my favorites.
And the guy that owns the store says there's no limit to the amount of guns that you can buy.
Assault rifles, I thought he said. Like, right, yeah.
I mean, just period. Like, you can go buy 100 guns. Why do you need 100 guns? Like, is that your hobby? Your hobby is a killing device. That, to me, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but it's something wrong with that. Just, I can't. Hashtag I can't. That's all I got to say. Okay?
Well, at least President Trump said, my thoughts and prayers are with you when he tweeted.
Okay.
Strongly condemn the evil act. This is coming from Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Strongly condemn the evil act of senseless violence in Annapolis, Maryland. A violent attack on innocent journalists doing their job is an attack on every American. Our prayers are with them. victims, family, and friends. This is bullshit, though.
The president who talks about the media's bunch of fake news want to now say, oh, our condolences, all you're trying to do is do your job. Really?
Bullshit. I didn't even sneeze. So tonight, for anyone that's going to be there, we're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
Come on about. Hey, Tracy. Hey, Angela. You know what? We got stories to tell. If you want to be there tonight, the city of Annapolis announced a vigil for the victims Friday night at a public square near the Capitol, followed by a march to a dock for a service by the water. The Episcopal Diocese of Maryland, guys, announced that the city houses of worship are planned a prayer vigil at 7 p.m. Friday at the mall across the street from the shooting site. Angela, thank you. You asked me, did we see the guy on the news last week with over 500 guns strong in two homes? They said it was terrible. Angela, I didn't see that. I did not. Did you see it, JB?
Mm-hmm. No. We we actually didn't come here for this, but
not at all.
So we're not tuned into anything other than we got the calls and we started tuning in. And we just felt a need to express how this country so needs healing.
So needs healing.
Yeah, and you know, I don't feel the love. I guess it's out there somewhere, but you know, I don't feel it. And I'm so sad and I'm tired of crying over senseless killing. I'm just so hurt and angry.
Facebook, tell us what your thoughts are. Basically, what it says right now is, and he just looks like a crazy person. What he did was he looked for his victims. So he had time to look for who he wanted to kill. He had time.
Oh, it says the Capitol newspaper. Not
yeah.
Gazette.
Capitol newspaper. What did we say? We said Capitol Gazette?
Yeah.
I apologize. The Capitol newspaper? So he had time to look for his victims. That's my question. No, it's the Capitol Gazette in Annapolis.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Capitol Gazette in Annapolis. I said it right.
Okay. Capitol Gazette.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
We thank you, like, guys, for calling in.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. We only have a couple more minutes.
Yeah. We know a lot of y'all are probably at
work. We know.
Good stuff. In the evening.
We're in a hotel.
Off and yeah, so we were hoping that, you know.
We could just get the word out. We never know who wants to listen to this.
Yeah.
I know our prayers and thoughts and condolences, it just isn't enough.
Yeah.
And we won't pretend like it is. We won't.
Yeah. So we're going to head on out of here, guys. We just hoping that things will start to get better. Every time we think it's starting to get better, then another something happens.
Yeah, a little bit. We thought it was.
I mean, all these years, I've never heard of a mass shooting going on in our area.
It's been every month, correct?
I've just never heard of it. I've never heard of it. And so this is hitting closer and closer to home with a whole lot of people. So.
Because like, they've been doing a lot of stuff. There was a police chase last week.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. And Mr. Carter, he says, stay in Ocean City. Thank you. This keeps happening over and over, running out of comment. You know, Mr. Lawyer, Eric Lawyer, I got you, Eric. I got you. I totally agree. So I'm
Angela wants us to at least try to enjoy ourselves. We can't.
Yeah.
I mean, we can, Angela, but... And we were out at, we were out and doing what we're doing for Connect the City. But, yeah, I enjoyed that. And now we're back to, we were in a little bubble. And now we're back to reality. And this is what's going on. We're going live from a hotel room. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. Look at the ocean.
Yeah.
God is present. And it's really sad. like my grandmother used to say, and I'll end it off with this, is this, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Nanny, you were right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we want to, do you want to do some shout-outs, or we're just done?
I think we're just done.
We're just done, guys.
Yeah, we can't shout out nothing. We can't, you know, promote no.
We ain't doing any events. We're not.
And no fun, nothing.
No, nothing.
No, we're not promoting nothing. So the only thing we're going to do is, again, our condolences go out to those families who were affected by that. And we're going to continue, guys, to bring y'all what's going on. That's what Connected
Absolutely.
City is about. That's
we're connecting the city.
Connect the city, because we're all in this together. We're all here in the United States of America together. So what happens on one side of the United States should be reflected on the other side. Everybody should be in tune to what's going on in our cities, in our communities, and feel the regretfulness state of mind that people are in that makes them want to do something like this. I know in D.C. they let a lot of people out of St. Elizabeth.
Oh, well.
Don't know where the people went. Don't know if they went to another facility, if they're on the streets. But budgets are being cut. Monies are being spent on something other than making sure that people that are not mentally capable of being part of society need to not be. Because obviously this man here, I mean, if you got a grudge so bad that you want to kill five people, obviously you got a mental problem. So.
Well, we are going to go, but this just in, and I mean this just in, Maxine Waters cancels events amid death threats vowing to shoot, lynch, or cause her serious bodily harm. Hashtag I can't.
This is crazy.
We're out of here.
Why is that okay?
We're out of here. Thank you guys for listening to us. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest.
I have a headache.
She's J.B.
Jones
with a headache.
Have a peaceful, loving weekend.
Oh, no. Is that true? Oh, what Jesus. He said they went to the street. The people from, oh, Jesus. Okay, we're out of here. Pretty deuces. We're going to rebroadcast this somewhere out here. You see it on Facebook and everywhere. And
yeah, we're out.
Out of here, guys. Pretty deuces.